Mason.
All right, Mason. What a great name. Builder. Amen. They didn't make a mistake. I bet you've said, why did they name me that name? You look through name books, you've looked through the Bible, said there's so many other names, and then you're going to get the revelation that you're called to be a builder in the kingdom. And so God says you're going to be a brick maker and a brick placer, and so that's why your name is Mason, because you're going to be one that learns to see people as God's people, God's material. And there's things going on in you. I don't know if you ever played with Legos or anything like that. I think you already know how to build stuff. I see you building stuff. You build it in your mind, then you build it with your hands, and you build it on paper, you build it on the computer, you build it anywhere. Your mind's always building something, or else taking apart something. I don't know. You can take things apart pretty well, too. And enough said about that. We've all done that. So, amen. So God says he's training you right now. He's got you in a place where he's going to begin to take that mind that seems to race and run, and he's going to begin to harness it, and he's going to begin to put parameters around your thought processes, and God is going to continue to push you into his word, not because it's punishment, not because it's like, I got to read my Bible. It's because he says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And he's going to say, come, son, I want you to see the treasure I've got in the word of God. And it's going to begin to put spiritual strength in your mind. You got a good mind, but God says, I want to shape it. I want to begin to harness it. I'm going to begin to put biblical guidelines. That the word proverb literally means a standard, and God's going to put his standards into you. And I just challenge you as a young man, get yourself into that book of Proverbs every day. There's 31, one for every day of the week, and a bonus on certain days. Get into that book, and you just kind of say, every time you hear, my son, say, that's me. I'm God's son. And all those instructions, and one of the things he says, get wisdom, get wisdom, get wisdom, get wisdom with all that you're getting, get wisdom, get understanding, get it, get it, get it, get it. He doesn't say, I'm just going to give it to you. He says, no, you go get it, Mason. You get wisdom. It's there, but you got to dig for it. Amen? Get a lot of leaves up here in upstate New York, don't you? Do you like to rake leaves? I hated raking leaves growing up. Hated it. And you know, when you rake, it's all you get is what's on the surface. You get the leaves. But if you take a shovel and start digging, guess what? You get treasure. That's where treasure is always below the ground. Treasure is the precious stones, the diamonds are deep. And God says, dig for it. I want you to dig for truth. Get in the word of God and go for it. It's more precious than rubies, finer than gold. Oh, the word of God. You're going to eat it and chew on it. And you're going to find as much razzmatazz and as much sparkle and glitz on any best 3D program that you can play a game on, you're going to find more excitement in the Word of God. And I believe you're going to make it relevant. I believe you're going to see stories. I think you can connect the writers of the Old Testament and the New Testament to current day things. You're going to be a man that's going to understand analogies. You're going to speak in analogies. You're going to understand, well, if this is the way this works, and if computers work this way, and this is how the web works, then I can see how God can do this. And you'll just dazzle people at a young age because you see the analogy. And that's going to come as you get wisdom from God. God's going to teach your tongue how to speak. He's even going to train your mind how to think. And so go through the rudiments, go through your school, tough it out, amen, and the things you don't necessarily like, but know this, that God is going to reward you for your diligence. Be diligent. You've got a track going that's going to increase with favor of God if you just stay in the will of God, stay in the ways of God. I want to prophesy scholarship over you. There's even an academic possibility of an academic scholarship as you stay on the track of learning for God's glory and not just for personal pride, but you're going to learn for the glory of God. And God's going to bless you because he wants to make you someone that can battle the false systems of thinking out there. And you're going to battle some academics, and you're going to battle some agnostics and people that are atheists, and you're going to battle them with the mind of God, okay? Not with your own ideas and wit, with the mind of God. And so I think you like a little argument every now and then. You have any sisters? You should get around some young ladies and just start an argument. Just for argument's sake, say, I wonder if I can take him. And you'll come up with some bizarre thing, like, what do you think about this? You know what I think? Boom, 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 and you'll start something. And just, God's going to teach you. I don't know if they have debate teams in your school. I see you getting into debate, getting into some of these things where you're going to exercise the ability to argue from a place of truth, the Word of God. And there's a young statesman here. God wants to give you position and influence, and it's all about renewing your mind and being under authority and all these things that Jesus had to go through. You're going to go through them as a young man, but you're on a good track, and you need to know that this is God's plan for you. Amen? This is God's plan. God puts you in this part of the world with the family he's got you with at this time so he can raise you up so you can affect your generation. Amen? Amen.
Even as you were being prophesied over, I kept seeing a vision over you. I kept seeing E equals MC squared, and I don't know what the answer to that is, but nonetheless, the Lord says that he's given you insight. He's given you such potential. I see that God has blessed you in mathematics and in sciences and even things that right now might seem like, yuck, I don't like it, but God has really given you a gifting where you stand above the rest. I hear the Lord also saying to you to just prepare your heart even in money. I believe there's an education coming, a financial education coming to you as well, because I keep seeing like your piggy banks put to the side, and God wants to teach you to put your piggy banks to the side and learn how to save and learn how to invest and learn about money and learn about the stock market, because God says you're like that Joseph who was trained up by his dad. The Lord says he was trained up in certain skills and giftings and abilities that the other brothers didn't have the privilege, but God says I've given you the ability, the anointing, and the privilege to learn these things. God says I'm bringing that education to you, says the Lord, and it's going to serve you well for in the years to come. I see you sitting at a leader's table. I see you with much influence that God says as that builder name that you've been given, much influence to help build the kingdom, to help speak influence into the kingdom. And even marketplace, there's an anointing for you in marketplace and finances. So the Lord says, I'm training you. How old are you?
12.
You're 12 right now, but even at a young age, you're at such an intense place of learning. For the Lord says, it's download after download after download after download. And even in that, I believe the Lord says that he's increasing your capacity to learn. He's increasing your capacity to even sit still and learn some things. Because at times you might get a little fidgety. But God says, this is good. This is taking you somewhere. It's all part of my plan. It's all part of what I am doing for you, says the Lord. So I release over you an anointing even to learn and intense learning and a season of intense schooling that God is going to bring upon you. The Lord says that apostolic anointing has been put on you. Even at a young age, you'll see that developing. Even at a young age, you'll see that influence coming forward that God says, I'll bring you and I'll give you insight, I'll give you ideas, and it'll be known that your opinions should be heard. That your thoughts should be heard. They are important. You do process differently. You do think differently. And God says, that's something that's coming by my spirit. And I will give you insight. And I will give you words to say. I'll give you words to speak. Even at your age, you will speak and marvel many. There's a spirit of excellence that God is putting on you. A spirit of excellence to walk in the ways of the Lord. To walk with righteousness, with an upright heart. To just seek the Lord all the days of your life. And to walk in that place of intimacy with the Father. So get ready to learn. God says there's adventures for you around every corner. There's adventures. Walking with the Lord is going to be such an excitement for you. God says, I even see you on a golf course. I even see you having a great swing. So even in different things, God says, I've anointed you just to learn and to have a spirit of excellence and to stand above the rest. So we bless you and we declare that over you in Jesus' name.
Amen. So it's sort of different sitting up here looking at all of them, isn't it? Definition of physiology, processes and functions of an organism. That is, it's the study of learning how things work together. So it's the physiology of upper arm, lower arm, elbow, ulna, and radius, and how all that's the physiology of my arm. So there's a phrase God gave me, the physiology of success. I saw you with this kind of a curiosity that God's put in you to understand how things work together and function together. How this radius and ulna and elbow and humerus all work you have a curiosity that God's going to build on how things work together. Ultimately, this is going to work out with this, with you looking at a group of people or a company or a church Won't make any difference. And saying, how are they successful? How do we succeed at this? How does everything work together? How do all these people work together to accomplish this thing? How does this radius and the ulna, how do they move together? How do two people move together to make a success? It could be coaching a team. It's the same question. How do I get 11 guys on a team, or 5 guys on a team, or 9 guys? What? How do I get those guys to so function that they succeed and win the game? That's going to entrance you, capture your attention all of your life. And you got a couple of things that you need to be careful of. One is don't be too independent. It would be easy for you to sort of be independent, figure it out on your own, because you can figure it out. And so I can do that, and I can figure that thing out, and we can win this way. We can succeed this way. We can have the best class. We can have the best science project. You really ought to go for a state award in a science project before you graduate. You really should. You ought to give it all you've got and recruit some people, some other students to work with you and win the state award in a science project just to see what it's like. But anyway, so you got to be careful that you're not too independent. So that means you always need to have someone who's a mentor. You need to have a mentoring relationship with your parents. You know what a mentoring is, mentor? It's like a real close teacher who you're around on a pretty regular basis. So you need to develop relationships where you submit to and have and go to people for wisdom. And then next, you need to be a guy who is, you don't get too contrary. You know what contrary is? Like, if they say yes, I say no. If they say up, I say down. If they say right, I'll say left. Just because I can. So you got to be careful. Don't be too contrary. And I know your parents, please wave. I know your parents will remind you later. Don't be too independent. Be mentored or discipled. Don't be too contrary, okay? And then God's going to do this stuff. Does that sound cool? All right. Any questions you have about any of this, ask your parents. Don't ask us. Let's pray for it. We bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May you prosper. You guys come up here. Lay your hands on him. May you prosper. May you see success. May doors open before you all across this earth. May doors in the hearts of people be open to you. May you figure out the problem. May you have financial success. May you have success in love. May you have success as a father. And may you walk as a king and a priest in this world. In the name of Jesus.